This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Tennessee commission has voted to strip away police powers from four of five officers fired and charged in the deadly beating of motorist Tyree Nichols in Memphis. We get more from Lisa Dwyer.
The Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission has voted to decertify three of the five officers arrested in connection with the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols in January.
U.S. President Joe Biden and
Desmond Mills voluntarily surrendered his certification. His lawyer said it's meaningless at this point and that his time was better spent defending his client, saying Mills was wrongly indicted on the second-degree murder count. The Memphis Police Department had requested the decertification of seven former officers, including a supervisor who retired before he could be terminated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden made his first visit to Canada as president to discuss immigration and emphasize the strong security ties between Canada and the United States. We get details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday pledged to stand together in friendship and against authoritarian regimes, from Russia to Iran to China.
Because of our shared prosperity is deeply connected to our shared security. In the past years have proven that Canada and the United States are not insulated from the challenges that impact the rest of the world. The world needs Canada and the United States
two
working
are dead,
together.
Nine missing.
The two leaders affirmed their commitment to support Ukraine as the war-torn country battles against Russia's invasion, and they vowed to build up North American competitiveness in the face of economic challenges from China. Ahead of their meeting, the two countries also reached an agreement updating a treaty aimed at stopping asylum seekers traveling across the U.S.-Canada land border.
That is VOA's Marissa Melton reporting. An explosion. This is VOA News. An explosion at a chocolate factory in the state of Pennsylvania Friday evening killed two people, left several others missing as investigators begin to determine the cause. The West Reading Borough Police Department Chief of Police Swain Holman confirmed there were two fatalities, nine people missing, and several others injured by the explosion at the R.M. Palmer County plant in West Reading. The explosion at 4:57 resulted in the destruction of a building at a facility and damage to a neighboring building at the facility about 60 miles northwest of Philadelphia. He says the cause of the explosion remains under investigation. A spokesperson says eight people were taken to a hospital on Friday. Security has been beefed up where the grand jury on the Donald Trump case meets. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer with details.
Additional police officers are on patrol. Metal barricades have been installed along the sidewalks, and bomb-sniffing dogs have been making regular sweeps of the buildings, which have also faced unfounded bomb threats in recent days. A New York State court spokesperson said that due to the nature of increased interest in proceedings in the courthouses, that they've increased security both inside and on the perimeter, and officers have been reminded to remain vigilant and maintain situational awareness.
That is AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting. China is threatening very serious consequences after the United States Navy sailed a destroyer around the disputed Paracel Islands in the South China Sea for a second day in a row. Beijing claims that it's a violation of its sovereignty and security. Tensions have been rising between China and the United States in the region. Washington has been pushing back at Beijing's growingly assertive posture in the South China Sea, a strategic waterway claimed virtually in its entirety. The U.S. 7th Fleet said Friday that the USS Milius guided missile destroyer had sailed near the Paracel Islands as part of a freedom of navigation operation. After nearly 2 years and $1.4 million spent, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration released an external review of its overseas operations that barely mentioned recent corruption scandals and offered a series of recommendations that critics dismissed as overly vague. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.